Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me tonight, I have Lauren, Chris, and Steve. Welcome.
Hey.
Say hi to Chris.
Hi, Chris.
She was offended last time.
Oh, my gosh. Hi,
hey.
Steve. Good to see you. I'm here. You. Are you holding a koala?
I am holding a koala bear.
Welcome back.
Well, it's not a bear. I'm sorry. It's a marsupial.
A what?
Musipial.
Marsupial.
It's a marsupial.
A Mississippial?
Marsupial. You got to interview the zookeeper, right? So you should know what that is. Maybe he's saying that with an Australian accent.
Yeah, that's how they say it in Australia.
And you know, the one thing I asked you, the one thing I asked you to do, you did not do.
What was it?
I asked him
to see a picture of you eating a Vegemite sandwich.
Oh,
that's
right. I didn't
even
try that. I've been there a bunch of times. I've never had Vegemite. I have Tim Tams. Tim Tams are awesome. They're like these chocolate cookies with two wafers.
You know, of course you eat
the
cookies, but you don't touch the Vegemite because it sounds like vegetable.
No. And I fed kangaroos. That was cool.
Yeah, that's still not a Vegemite sandwich.
No, because this is much cooler than a Vegemite sandwich.
No, it's not.
All right, can we get to the show?
Yes.
All right, tonight is listener questions. Yay! Okay, let me try that again.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yay!
Man, you guys are like pointy.
We got a lot of them.
Okay.
We got a lot of listener questions, but then we didn't do them because Steve wasn't here and we felt that we needed the guidance of Steve. Not really. We just didn't get to them.
Yeah.
So.
Nice try. All right. So, Chris, you've got the list in front of you. So I'm going to let you introduce each question and we'll try and tackle these best we can.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. The first one is from Dawn. And she asks, how does a back-to-back cruise work? Can you have the same room for both cruises? Do you have to be up at 6 a.m. twice in 1 week?
That's just torture.
Yes, you can have the same room.
Yes.
We did a back-to-back two years ago, I guess.
Fantasy.
On the Fantasy.
That's right, you did.
And basically, you get off the ship with everybody. And then
you leave your stuff in the room.
Yep, and then we just went into the kind of concierge lounge area
in the terminal,
and then when they were ready to let us go back on, they called us and we got to go back on as one of the first people back on.
Yeah, and mind you, we weren't concierge. They just allow you to stay there in comfort while you wait.
At least we were lucky enough to. I don't know if that happens all the time or
not. That's true. We might not have been in the normal situation. But also make sure you bring your identification and everything that you would normally have going to the terminal to board the ship. So bring that with you. But literally, you just leave it. It's like you're going to a port for a day, and then you get back on. Done.
Yeah, it's a good time to check your email.
Yeah,
make
true.
Your
we did.
Make your U.S. phone calls, and then get back on and do it again.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That was good. There's no trick to it. As far as getting the same room, it's simply a matter of making sure that both sail dates have that room available. They've got so many rooms, they can make it happen in all likeliness. Unless you want something weird.
Okay. So hopefully that answers your question.
Okay. Chris, what's next?
Okay. Christy writes, how far in advance do you need to plan for a trip to Disneyland? Is it 6 months out or longer like Walt Disney World? Okay. I just got back from Disneyland and I have to say, I think it depends on where you're staying. Like in my case, I stayed in DVC. So I planned as far out as possible to get those rooms at the Grand Californian because they're very hard to come by. However, I think if I were, I would plan 3 months out. And the biggest reason is because you can't do even your dining until 60 days out. Except if it's Christmas, and then you better be planning a year ahead.
But it is very different. Yeah. Disney World and Disneyland, you think they're the same. They're so not.
Yeah, but you
it's
still,
so
to get a Disney hotel on property, you still need to plan far in advance to get the Grand Californian in a regular room or the Disneyland hotel.
Well, keep in mind that there are only
6 months?
Yeah, I'd do at least
6 months. But keep in mind that there are only 3 Disneyland hotels.
Yeah, so they fill up.
They have lots of good neighbors, which is great, but to be on Disney property, there are 3 hotels, and the rooms are limited, so you do need to get cracking.
Can I say something unrelated? You know, one of the most popular resorts we find out there is the Annabella. I ran by that one morning and I was actually on the phone with Lauren. And Lauren, wasn't it awful? It was like the worst neighborhood
Yeah,
ever.
you were like, oh my God, I'm scared.
I was scared. And then I turned around and there were those three weird guys and I was like, ah, I'm gonna die. Anyway,
I'm
stay on
glad you didn't
property.
die.
Or don't go running through bad towns.
At 5 in the morning.
Well,
Yeah, but the
it's,
whole point
yeah.
of staying at the Annabella is to be able to walk to Disneyland.
You
So,
can walk it, but it's through a really bad neighborhood. Like it's not good.
okay.
I was very surprised because everyone stays there all the time.
Carousel Inn.
And it's dumpy looking too,
There's a lot.
even in the dark.
Okay.
There's a
Sorry.
bunch of good neighbors.
No,
You
it's
just got to
totally like
figure
a
out which ones,
segue.
yeah. You got to look at, see which ones you want to stay at and what their ratings are and then the shuttle. But
Stay at
yeah,
Paradise
way,
Pier.
like the perimeters around Disneyland are definitely not like Disney World.
No, and if you do
No.
get, if you look into a hotel that is a good neighbor hotel of Disneyland, they have some requirements and standards to uphold. And if they don't uphold those, they are, well, kicked out of the program. They're no longer on that list. So you do have a higher standard when you go with one of those good neighbor hotels.
Well, in certain, the Annabella and Candy Cane Inn, those fill up like way in advance.
Candy Cane Inn is
So,
very
like,
popular.
yeah, it's super popular, but they're a little threadbare. And I don't know. I mean, I think that might be okay for like, a couple guys to stay at. But if I'm staying with my family, I want somewhere a little, I don't know, safer.
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay. The next one is also a Disneyland question. It says, it's from Kyle, and he says, pros and cons for Disneyland versus Walt Disney World for my daughter's 10th birthday. Informal survey of Facebook friends said she'd be really disappointed with Disneyland after going to Disney World a few times. So not true.
I think being 10 years old, you're going to, especially if she's been to Disney World, she's going to have an appreciation for the similarities and differences that Disneyland has to offer.
Disneyland has a ton to offer. I think it's just, to me, California Adventure is really the perfect park.
Yeah,
It,
that's
it's
really
just
nice.
the perfect theme park.
Yeah, she'd like Disneyland. We took our kids, 8 and 4.
Well, they were younger too.
Yeah, so it's probably 7 and 3 when we took Amber and Brooke, and
They loved
they
it.
loved it. Yeah, and they've been to Disney World and Disneyland
Well, and
now.
I love the fact that we're on It's a Small World, and Amber's like, wait a minute, you get on and you're outside, and then we,
Yeah.
Pirates is different. She enjoyed seeing the differences in the same rides, and this is the same, this is different. They had the holiday layout overlay at the Haunted Mansion. She really loved that. It was familiar but different. I love that.
Yeah, and Chris was saying Disney California Adventure, which is like a whole new park. It's got
It's got all the highlights of all the other three parks.
everything very well done in one park, and it's got some unique attractions with Cars Land and other stuff over there that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
My kids all say they would prefer Disneyland over Disney World now, which is obviously not going to happen for a lot of reasons, but they loved it. They, of
Yeah.
course, they're total ride chickens, so they spent their time in that bug. Well, the little ones were in that bug land. And and of course the boys loved Radiator Springs Racers. Sophie really wouldn't go on it. But yeah, no, they had a fantastic time. So
Yeah, they have that whole kids area, which they have in those. They have that at Disneyland Paris now too. So
yeah,
they have that
it's
whole
so well
kids.
themed.
Yeah,
Oh,
and
do
it's
they
all for
really?
little kids. They have the Toy Story version of that in Disneyland Paris, where it's just all little kid type attractions that are very well themed. So it's cool.
Yeah. And
Okay.
it's so nice to be able to like go on the water ride, the Grizzly Rapids one, and then go ahead and go right back to your hotel. Like you
Yeah, I
can
would
get
like that.
soaking wet and just go change.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
because we had the kid,
And the
Amber
food
didn't want
is
to ride,
like,
and we're like, our room is right there.
You can touch it.
You can see our room from here. Just go on the ride, and then if we get wet, we'll just go change. Yeah, that's very convenient.
There's so many, and I was really, it was nice, like two of the days we were out there, we went and ate at Carthay Circle and walked right in. That never happens at Disneyland.
Or Disney World. Yeah.
Disney World, sorry. Whatever. You know what I mean. Yes. Yeah. It was awesome.
Okay.
Let's go to the other ones. Okay. David asks, what tips would you give to bringing a first-time adult and on short notice? Staying at Coronado but won't know what reservations and parks to book until about 60 days prior to visit.
Well, because it has, pardon the expression, it has an adult atmosphere to it because it is a convention resort. And so, yes, you have lots of kids running around, but since you have so many conventioneers, the ratio is down.
Well, and yeah, and you have extras that you don't have at other moderates. Like
you have a bar.
Inside and outside. And, yeah. And then you have, you know, what is it? Roy's?
Rick's. Is it the Rick's Lounge?
Thank you.
You don't remember that?
I remember. I start with an R.
Yeah, we have a Ray's on the river here, and he's probably confused by that.
So Rick's, you have Rick's Lounge, and then you also have a gym, which you don't have at the other moderates as well. And everything's spread out, which I kind of like because I like to walk around, but because in the morning it's really nice when you're walking out, or late in the evening and the sun's going down. And the landscaping is really pretty.
It's a pretty resort.
Yeah.
It is a pretty resort, but we were in the back area.
12-minute walk.
Thank you. 12-minute walk to the main building to get a muffin.
Yeah. So
do
if you don't.
Remember the morning I forgot my sneakers?
Oh, yeah.
We were doing the Wild Africa trek.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go back and get my sneakers. I was gone for 30 minutes.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
All I did was go grab my sneakers.
We thought the hippo ate you.
I have to admit it's probably my least favorite resort.
Really?
But
wait.
Minority. Yeah, I don't care for it at all.
So
it depends on
Caribbean Beach beats Coronado.
No, stop.
No.
You know what? I think the theming is better at Caribbean Beach, but Coronado obviously has better rooms.
And better amenities.
Themselves are nicer at Coronado.
Yeah.
But I hate the theme at Coronado. It's just like, it's like some tired old.
I think it's one of the better themed resorts.
I like it there. I just don't like the fact that it's so big.
Yeah, it's a large resort.
Like if you can get in the Cabana section, I think it's a great resort.
And it's worth the money to be in Cabana.
Right.
Because you're closer to
the
amenities.
It's worth the money to pay for a preferred room there and request
Cabana. Yeah, not a fan.
But I also like that it's got the little hidden treasure, which is there, the Maya Grill, which I think is a great little restaurant. I think it's a sleeper restaurant.
Yeah, you had a really good experience there.
You know, I think a lot of people don't really know it's there, and if you stay there and you try it, it's excellent.
And the pool area there is really well done. It's a very popular pool.
Yeah, I think it's
again,
one of the best pools in the moderates.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the better pools, if not the best one in the moderates. Yeah, it's very nice. But yeah, there's people that love it, and there's people that hate it. So it's kind of a
Chris.
Yeah, it's one of those resorts.
Put me in the hate it category.
I
can't get that.
Yeah, no, I don't love it.
And
I would honestly
like
rather stay at Pop.
For an adult trip, I think it's great.
Do you know what I like about it? Do you know what I like? I like the fact that when you have that little door with the bathroom. You know, the little sliding doors to separate the, like, vanity area. That's all I like. Because Lauren and I shared a room there, and I was getting – I think I was working or something, and Lauren was sleeping. So I just, you know, went on the other side of that. Otherwise, she would have hit me for keeping her awake.
Well, I do beat you regularly.
Don't mess with Lauren.
I know. Yeah, and she's laying there snoring. I couldn't concentrate. Sorry, I'm teasing. You never snore. You're like a delicate flower.
I am a delicate flower.
That's true.
I lost my train of thought. I was going to say I'm distracted by the snoring thing.
She's going to get me now.
You better
Don't
sleep
you,
with one eye open next time, Chris.
Oh, I always do. No, we need to actually
say I don't like the fact that their quick service area is so small there.
Their quick, yeah, that's true.
It is small, and they're not real fast. It's not quick for a quick service.
Yeah, the quick service is like a.
It's like a closet.
And it's very. There's like a grill and a place to check out, and it's.
It almost reminds me of like a bowling alley grill.
It's a mess.
Yeah,
and it takes forever.
It's so tiny.
Yeah, well, it's the worst part about there. And then they have a buffet that's always not. Well, it's always going through some change. It's either a buffet or not a buffet.
I don't even know if it's a la carte anymore, or I don't know.
It changes, like, it seems like every other day if it's a
buffet.
They have
good food.
It's good, but yeah, it just depends on how it's structured now.
So we actually didn't really answer Dave's question, did we?
Repeat the question, please.
He actually wanted to know what reservations that he should book 60 days prior. Can I just say, one of the things we loved a couple of months ago was when I went to, oh gosh, it was in November, and I went ahead and went with some people and we ate in the lounge area at California Grill. And I thought that worked out really well. You don't even need a reservation for it.
Mm.
So that's an idea. And that's probably some of the best food on property. And if you're with an adult, you know, that's a nice option.
And we like the Brown Derby just for like tapos and appetizers outside at the little patio. Yeah. It's a walk-up, first-come, first-serve.
I want to do that in March, Chris.
We should definitely do that.
It's not cheap.
It'll be
but
good because then we won't have Steve stealing all the cheese.
The cheese
off
was
the
good.
Cheese
the,
Ooh, that was good.
Cool. It was good.
Lauren?
No, you shared. I'm teasing.
Lauren, you just said, Chris, I want to do this in March.
Oh, because I'm rooming with
you're
going to
have kids. You're going to have. Oh, wait. Lauren, I'm going to have three kids. I can't do anything fun. Forget it.
Bummer. So I'll have to do it by myself?
You're going to have to go by yourself. Take Steve. Lisa and I'll stay with the kids.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be good.
No, Chris will probably leave me with all five kids. She'll go off and leave me to fend for myself.
But yeah, that's
I'll
good too.
I'll bring back a donut.
Well, that'll make up for it.
Any other dining recommendations?
Churro.
Well, we always recommend lunch at Be Our Guest, and that is a walk up.
Yeah, for last minute. There's a new Morocco restaurant.
Not done yet.
No, it's opened.
Is it open?
Yep.
It is open.
My parents just ate there.
We're not going to have to go there.
They said my parents went there and they said it was like tapas, very small amounts of food, but the food was good. But you're getting, of course.
Another good option is Nine Dragons.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Good
point. The food is
well,
good.
It was okay.
You can almost always get in
there. Yeah, you can just walk right in.
And Lauren, what about Tutto Italia? We always hear that's really good. Can you get a walk up there?
I don't think you can always get a walk up there.
Okay.
Well, your favorite place in Italy.
Viennapoli.
Yeah.
But if you are looking for walk ups, play it smart. Go early. You know, don't try and get in between 5 and 7, 5 and 8.
You're going to want to eat early or late, basically. Mm-hmm. Really late or really early.
9 o'clock and 4:30.
4 o'clock. another good one that's another sleeper is Grand Floridian Cafe.
Oh, yeah. We actually got an email from someone. We mentioned Grand Floridian Cafe in another show, and one of our listeners wrote in and said they couldn't get in somewhere else at the Magic Kingdom. And so they're like, let's hop over to the Grand Floridian. We'll get lunch over there because Mouse Chat says it's awesome. And they really enjoyed it. So good. We're saving people one meal at a time.
Yeah, Grand Floridian Cafe was really good. We had a couple of different meals there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not crazy expensive.
No, not at all. And the breakfast is good there too.
Yeah. Well, there's a few options for you.
Angela writes, is choosing a parade a good Fastpass Plus choice for the Magic Kingdom? We like parades, and I can't wait to see the new one all steampunked out. Do you think we did it, and
I
thought it was nice because I'm short and I could actually see the parade, but I don't know that I would bother.
Well, I think it's got a good advantage to it because not only are you going to get a good spot where you can see, you don't have to spend 30 minutes camped out on the curb.
The advantage was, we went last minute. We walked right up This is before everybody got Fastpass Pluses for parades, though, because we were one of the first people to do it.
Yeah.
We're right in the hub area at the Magic Kingdom, right in front of the castle. We walk right up, they scan our badge, and we're standing right there. And we didn't have to hold our spot, like Lisa said, for a half hour. So
fighting off people.
Yeah. And,
my spot.
Yeah. And keeping people, you know, away and all that. Well, yeah. So you don't have to do any of that.
I actually don't think it's necessary. I think it depends.
Yeah. It depends
I think if you're not a big roller coaster person, I think that the fast passes for some of the parades can be good.
Yeah.
But I think if you like Toy Story Mania and you like, you know, Rock and Roller Coaster and Space Mountain, I think you're going to want to use those fast passes a little bit more wisely.
Yeah. Because
you do only get three. And now that they took the other, your ability to fast pass additional ones away, I think you really need to judge what's going to be important to you.
Yeah. Because you would, yeah, you're, you can walk up somewhere a half hour beforehand, get a parade spot, and probably see the parade, or not go on one of the prime areas and still see the parade, versus getting right on Toy Story or waiting 2 hours or 90 minutes without a fast pass. So it's definitely, I think, a lot more value to use it for one of those high-end attractions than to use it for a parade.
Okay, so Mandy asks, I've always wondered where your theme music comes from. I assume it's Disney. Steve?
Yes. It's from Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from...
Lauren says she knows this.
Where do you think it's from, Lauren? Do you know?
No, I actually don't.
Epcot.
I said...
What ride do you think it's from over at Epcot?
I don't know.
I don't remember what it sounds like.
I thought it was actually from Hollywood Studios.
No. Epcot.
Oh.
It's one of the attractions in Future World.
Da, 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 da.
Yes.
It is good theme music.
It's Future World.
I don't know if you're paying for it every time you use it.
It's not on the side. It's on the other, not where energy and motion is. It's on the other side. It's one of those three attractions on the other side. And right now
it's a trick question, though, or right he's now, giving you trick hints.
No, right now it's not there. It's been replaced by another show temporarily.
Ooh, show.
It's the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids attraction.
Is it?
Yes.
Audience.
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yes.
You learn something new every day.
That's it.
Steve dragged that one on for quite a while.
I know.
But
people were guessing the whole way along.
Or cursing you out.
Okay. So Jessica Hayes asks, what are the best Fastpass Plus choices in each park? Can I just say, I think that's a whole topic.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
I
we'll get back.
I think we should do a show on...
It's a good 15-20 minute show.
Yeah, we should do that. And we'll go over which ones you should pick for...
Thank you, Jessica.
All right, we're going to get back to you on that one.
Yeah, that's actually an awesome topic, and we will definitely do that.
Okay, so Chip Bailey writes, for what would probably be a rare trip to Disneyland, when is the best time of year to go from a crowd perspective? But most rides will still be operating. Additionally, on the fence about going during a holiday overlay in time, first week or two of December, because of wanting to see the original ride.
Hmm. First week or two in December, you're not going to see the original ride.
No, you're going to get the overlay.
Yeah, because the overlay over at Haunted Mansion is kind of a Halloween / Christmas theme, so it's going to be there like late September through early.
All the way through.
Yeah, you know, first week of January, which is when you want to see. If you haven't seen it, it's really cool for the Nightmare Before Christmas.
You can use your imagination and take away the overlay.
It's
but
better.
I think
yeah,
you can't
overlay.
Add it. You have to take. You can't take it away, or you can't add it. You can take it away.
And
sorry.
Then, Chris, when's the best time to go to Disneyland to avoid the crowds?
Oh, the first 2 weeks in February. It's the slowest weeks of the year.
Okay, we do have a couple more questions. We are going to do another show with listener questions because there's just too many for one, and just enough for two. So. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes and download them there, or you can go over to mousechat.net. You can send your questions and comments to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.